Now, the Christmas markets in Prague may be packed, but that's not the only business that's booming at the moment. This is also the peak season for toy shops. But what do the children actually want? We went along to a Prague elementary school and asked a grade 3 class.
Hello, I wrote dog.
I want guitar.
I want snowboard.
Cat. Mobile.
Never.
I want computer game.
So there's a few Prague children, but it's not just the kids that are buying toys this year, Jan Wellinger reports.
Yes, it seems that many adults now want games more than their children do. The reason? Over the last few years, Czech distributors have begun importing or publishing Czech versions of designer card or board games that have grown in popularity. If you think the pinnacle of board games is the Czech Člověče nezlobce, known as Ludo or Parcheesi in English, think again. Many Prague stores now stock titles introducing exotic settings or medieval themes, or carry bar favorites that test coordination and speed, especially if you've had a couple. And by most accounts, games are doing well. Jiří Skotdopole is a seller at a Prague specialty store.
Už je to znát. Je to znát. Předtím prostě lidi měli hry zafixovaný, že to je opravdu dětská věc.
Attitudes have changed, you can tell. More and more people have realized that games aren't just for children, and we have all sorts of customers here. Of course, at Christmas, mostly parents come shopping for their kids. But our customers include people of all ages, from students to pensioners. Now, many also realize that for some games you also have to pay more. Also that some games aren't for children at all.
A tím pádem myslím, že se to vyvíjí celkem správným směrem.
Meanwhile, hlavolami, brain teasers, including the famous Ježek v kleci, the hedgehog in the cage, have always been popular. You all might also want to try a new Czech psychological game aimed at helping players, mostly young adults, communicate. Called Hexiková proměna, it relies on a system of laying tiles to map changing relationships. Well, we haven't had a chance to test it yet, but we did speak with Miroslava Balcárková, the game's designer, at a recent Christmas fair.
To je komunikační smršť, která má ale určitá pravidla a rozhodně...
It's a communication blast with certain well-defined rules. We want players to be drawn into animated communication. Someone may be shy and less talkative, while another is more open and extroverted. But either way, the game is a boost to get them to talk. It's a communication game.
Táhne ho do hry a prostě je to taková hra o komunikaci.
So whether you want a game or, like the children you heard earlier, prefer a cat or a guitar, well, the decision is up to you. But don't wait too long. Christmas is now less than 2 weeks away.
Thanks very much, Hans. I must admit my favourite game is still chess, although now my 7-year-old son is beating me. I'm not so sure. And I know that you and your wife, Misha, are great game players. So what are your favourite games?
We are, and it's true that it's something that's become a bit of an obsession. I won't mention the favorite games that we've already bought for Christmas because my wife would kill me. But I will say that we've been kind of attracted to a game which is, I think, for about 5-year-olds, a kind of turtle race. So that tells you a kind of how low we've come, we've fallen.
So it's about the level of Radio Prague. Well, I hope not. Anyway, thanks very much, Hansa.